Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
I'm sure you have seen pictures on social media or other media outlets of people who are serving their stay-home notice. I have. And you might have seen some of them had views of the sea. Some even posted pictures of their delivered meals as well.
Yeah, I've even heard of musicians who are sort of doing joint concerts from balconies for the rest of the people in the hotel. All of it is happening after the Singapore government issued a notice that returning Singapore residents who have travelled to the UK and the United States will have to be taken from the airport to hotels to serve out their 14-day stay-at-home notices.
And the hotels we're talking about, believe it or not, are the likes of luxury hotels like Swissôtel Stamford, Conrad, Intercontinental, Shangri-La Rasa Sentosa, Pan Pacific Singapore, all booked up for just this reason.
Yeah, these hotels have been entirely booked out for 1 or 2 month blocks. This quick move also points toward a swift and organized whole-of-government approach to contain the spread of COVID-19 in our community.
I'm thinking, you know, when you consider how hard the hospitality industry has been hit by COVID-19, if you're part of this program, does it help your business?
Yeah, and how long will it be before the hospitality industry in Singapore can even heal after this pandemic is over?
Good question. On the line to help us out with that is Arthur Keong, who is the first vice president of the Singapore Hotel Association. He's also the CEO of Far East Hospitality. Arthur, good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, good morning, guys. Elliot, Manisha, good to be with you on your show.
Well, you sound nice bright this morning.
Yeah, I know. You sound like you've got that Friday feeling, although I'm sure you've got plenty of stuff to deal with, including the impact of COVID-19 on the hospitality industry as a whole. How badly has the hotel business actually been affected? We read it in the headlines all the time, but to get a sense from you, that's really important.
Well, you know, this is a situation that we've never seen before. And this is coming from a guy who was in New York for 9/11. I was in Hong Kong for SARS. And this is nothing that we've ever seen before. And the reason is because there's just no market that is unscathed. You're facing with an international lockdown, right? And the issue is there's just no end in sight. You really don't know how long this is going to go. So it's an extremely decimating and very frightening situation. So if I wish I could just give you one word, but there is no one word to describe, you know, it's almost an existential threat to our industry, because I'm sure to sustain over this period is going to be extremely tough for all hotels. And that's why this masterstroke on the part of the Singapore government has really thrown us a lifeline and has given us an opportunity to last at least for a few months, I think, because it's not as if it's sustainable to be able to cater to the stay-home notice, people coming back home. There's only a finite number of people that's coming back home, and over time, obviously, this market will dry up as well. So currently, the market is being sustained by this stay-home notice. But this stay-home notice is only 7,500 rooms. And Singapore has about, in terms of gazetted hotels, Singapore has about 70,000 rooms. So you kind of understand what is the scale. So while you have kind of like highlighted some of the hotels that have enjoyed this bit of a boon, but they're not paying by any means the type of rates that the international travelers when they stay at these hotels. Obviously, you understand that stay-home notice is an arrangement, and it's very low-rated. I don't know how else to say it. It's very low-rated, but we're grateful for the whatever little that the rate is able to do to able to actually just cover costs.
Yeah. Arthur, on that note, can I just jump in and ask you, what are the rates that are being charged? Because this really helps our listeners understand quite how grave the situation is.
Well, the rates are anywhere between under $100 to maybe just slightly over $100, just to basically cover the cost of the respective hotels that are doing this.
And we're talking about luxury hotels here, are we?
Yes.
Does that include the meals as well?
Well, it doesn't matter whether a hotel is luxury or not. What basically the requirement is a place where you can manage a person who is supposed to be in isolation, and the hotels offer the services as well as the facilities in order to achieve that objective. And the objective is anybody who is coming back into Singapore, you need a facility whereby you can isolate them, that they have their own bathroom, that, you know, there's the the ability to deliver meals for them. And if they were to leave their room, there are cameras and there are accesses that you're able to contain such behavior. So it is more facility than, you know, they're living in hotels enjoying the comforts. Obviously, the facilities are comfortable, but that's not the intent. The intent is really to provide a place where you can contain them.
Arthur, could you run us through the process? So take, for example, if I've just come back from the UK and I've been told that I have to go to one of these hotels, it's been assigned to me, and I have to go straight from the airport to the hotel. What happens throughout this process, and at the hotel, how do I get my meals?
Well, the thing is, the whole thing is being orchestrated on the part of the Singapore government, and it's extremely coordinated. So from the airport, the hotel doesn't send anyone to pick them up, neither does the guest make its own way to the hotel. It would all be chaperoned by government officials, members of the MOH, directly to a particular facility. So it's not as if you get a choice as to going to Hotel X or Hotel Y, and I prefer this or prefer that, and could I have a higher floor? It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So you're being chaperoned to a particular facility. At the facility, you'll be registered, obviously, and then you'll be taken to your room. The room will be very comfortable in that whatever you require and more will be provided. So in terms of amenities, in terms of, you know, whatever it takes to get you through for the next 14 days. And then you'll be in your room, and the meals will be delivered to you. It will be placed outside your room. There's no contact with any staff. There's no housekeeping. Fresh towels and fresh bed sheets will be left for you outside your room. So there's absolutely no contact with anyone, and that's the point of isolation. And there will be a great deal of anxiety on the part of some. Other people are not terribly comfortable, and in other cases it's extremely frustrating because, you know, you look out of your room and you see these beautiful facilities and you can't enjoy them. You can't go out to enjoy them. You can look at them, but that's about all you can do. You can't go to the pool. You can't go to the gym. Mm. You've just got to stay in your room. And in some cases, there are special requests. Parents would want to bring you food. And the last thing I think anyone needs in a SHN situation is actually more food. But then what do you do, right? I mean, there's only so much Netflix you can watch. So other times people worry about you. So friends and family would want to bring food. Other people have cravings. You know, they want to get grab food. Oh, so depending on the hotel, the hotel will make arrangements depending on their capability to be able to facilitate these requests. So this would involve going out to have grab food delivered, or parents bringing in, you know, particular dishes and passing messages. So anything to keep these people comfortable. But you can imagine being in a facility, I don't care how comfortable or how well furnished it is. It is a difficult period to be isolated for 14 days.
Actually, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Manisha.
No,
I really can't.
I couldn't. And you paint such a clear and vivid picture of it. And I think it's helping, certainly helping us and a lot of our listeners really understand what these people are going through on these stay-at-home notices. We're speaking to Arthur Keong. He's the first vice president of the Singapore Hotel Association. I mean, I'm curious, who's footing the bill for all of this? How does it work?
Well, in this particular case, the government picks up the bill. So this is a masterstroke on the part of the Singapore government. It really is. It's a masterstroke because it marries two sets of needs. A need to accommodate and isolate returning Singaporeans and permanent residences, and the size of the number of people who are Singaporeans who are abroad who may wish to return is 200,000 people. But obviously, not 200,000 is all going to come back at the same time, and not all 200,000 wants to come back, right? So there is a proportion that's going to come back. So you're talking very, very large numbers. And at the same time, there's about 70,000 gazetted hotel rooms in Singapore that is literally empty. So what the government has very masterfully done is to marry the needs. And it's not as if there's other facilities that's able to accommodate this group of people who are coming. So the government made this decision. It achieves the needs of both sides and also provides the much-needed revenue, though it's a very economical rate on the part of the hotels. But it provides a lifeline, allows us to kind of cover costs least for a short period of time. And so it's the masterful thing about it is not only the idea, but the ability to execute the idea. And this is where Singapore, you know, it's not commercial for Singapore, but this is where Singapore really stands out, because I think lots of other places have wonderful ideas, but the ability to execute that idea. And a simple thing is, you know, people must self-isolate. And there is the plea to the people to actually follow the rules. But then nobody follows the rules. So it follows the rules in a half-hearted manner. So you don't achieve the flattening of the curve, because people go out because they think they are immune to the virus. But it's not
about
themselves.
They can't help themselves. Yeah, they can't help themselves.
But it's not about themselves, you see.
That's true.
Even if they are immune to the virus, they may be asymptomatic, and it affects others. So the action has a ripple effect in the community, and the ability to actually restrict the freedom of these people is difficult to achieve. Now, the Singapore government has achieved that because they exercise the leadership, if you like, to actually be responsible for orchestrating from end to end the process. Now, that is not something you see every day.
We've been speaking with Arthur Keong, First Vice President of Singapore Hotel Association. Arthur, we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us this morning. Most importantly, stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you, guys, and same to you, too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.